If you will, find your way to John chapter 8 with me. John chapter 8. Just a quick plug for Thursday night. Larry, what time do the men meet? 7 o'clock Thursday night. I hope if you're a man, and you are a man, you'll be there. 7 o'clock Thursday night. What Larry mentioned about reading through the book of Acts, I firmly believe that at any time in the life of the church, there ought to be a group of men reading through the Bible together. That's how we grow. It's how we build unity, and it's how we get closer to the Lord. So I would encourage you to take part in that. I got a chance to read through Acts with Peter. Y'all remember Peter? And one day we were early on in the book, and Peter looked down and then looked back up at me after reading and said, "This is us. This is us. We're doing this. God is doing this." And so if you want to be a part of what God is doing both near and far, let's read Acts together. But today, we are still in Rediscovering Jesus. Today is our second week in Rediscovering Jesus as we study the I Am statements of Jesus throughout the Gospel of John. Studying the I Am statements of Jesus throughout the Gospel of John. As I mentioned last week, it's going to be 7 or 8 weeks. Rediscovering Jesus. And a statement I told you probably want to remember is this. What we do with Jesus, maybe some light bulbs came on. What we do with Jesus defines our lives and determines our eternity. It's important that we rediscover Jesus, we get reacquainted with Jesus, because what we do with Jesus defines our lives and determines our eternity. To give you a little peek into how I'm praying as I prepare and just listen to God, what would you have me say? Just to give you a little peek into that. Yesterday, I'm sitting in my chair. Might have had a cup of coffee. I should have had a cup of coffee if I didn't. And I'm praying. I'm looking at the text. I'm jotting down some notes. And I just began to pray. If I don't preach next week, you'll know why. I just began to pray, God, if there's a church leader, if there's an elder, if there's a deacon, if there's a Sunday school teacher, if there's a long-standing member, if there's someone who has been visiting, at whatever level it is, God, that they think they know Jesus, but they don't know Jesus, would you reveal yourself to them, and would you save them? Because so many times we hide behind our titles or our positions or our glory days, and we're not truly walking in intimate relationship with Jesus. And so I would encourage you, as we study this, and as God moves, and as God speaks, and as God draws through His Word, not mine, would you examine yourself? And would you ask yourself with me questions like, am I hungry? Am I thirsty? Or am I satisfied by the bread of life? And as we read this morning, you might ask yourself, do I have the light of the world? Am I walking in the light? Is Jesus walking with me? And if we do that, I believe that God will move. Amen? So let's rediscover Jesus together this morning. John chapter 8. Find your way there, and I will pray, and we'll dive in this morning. Father God, we ask you to move. Lord, I ask you to move in the way that you did when you shone down on Paul on the Damascus Road. That you would speak, and we in no way, shape, or form could deny that it was you. Lord, I know we come in here with a lot of conditions for you. Well, God, I'll do this if you do that. Well, God, I'll go.